Message number 1224. Cling to the truth at all times, for without it you will be living a lie. Sunday, September 28, 2014 at 18:15. My dearly beloved daughter, the word of God as laid down by him and the word dictated to my holy apostles was the foundation upon which my mystical body, the church, was built. The eternal word is the foundation upon which the church sits. It is not the other way around. The word of God is eternal, it is cast in stone. It is the foundation of the truth. The foundation of my church cannot be shaken, but the edifice which sits upon it may be changed and amended. However, if the building changes, then the foundation may not sustain it if it deviates from the building structure for which it was designed. The Word of God may never be amended because it can never change. For how could it? God did not say one thing only to mean something else. The church must be subservient to the Word of God. The Word of God is not subservient to those members of my church who may feel differently. Dare to tamper with the Word and you will betray me, Jesus Christ. I am the church. My body is the church and all that springs from me is sacred. For as long as the truth is upheld by you, those sacred servants of mine, you can represent me. As long as you trust and honor me and ensure that the proper procedures are in place within my church, then you can say you are mine. When God dictated the Gospels by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Word may have been presented using different expressions, but either way it remained the same. When God spoke through the prophets and those apostles of mine blessed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, the language was clear, simple, and authoritative. The same is true of today when God speaks to his prophets. The language is clear and simple and is delivered with authority, for it comes from God. The words spoken by me, your Redeemer, are true to my holy word contained in the Scriptures, for they come from the same hand. Therefore, anyone who gives you a new version of the truth that is difficult to understand, hard to follow, and vague, beware. When the truth is twisted, a false doctrine will emanate from it. It will be full of holes, illogical, and the exact opposite of the holy word of God. When you are told that God will accept sin because of his mercy, know that this is a lie. God will accept the remorseful soul but never the sin, for this is impossible. Cling to the truth at all times, for without it you will be living a lie. Your Jesus.